Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are just 6 days away from WrestleMania, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about the Go Home episode of Raw just 6 nights from WrestleMania. Now, I have been very critical of the way that WWE has been building WrestleMania this year, and I still don't think they are doing a great job. Although, I do think they, to an extent, did a better job tonight than they have been doing over the last several weeks. You had a singles match between Jinder Mahal and Apollo Crews with all of the other members of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, except for Braun Strowman, surrounding the ring, so basically a lumberjack match. You had 14 women competing on Raw. I think that is a record or close to a record for women competing on Raw, not in a battle royal. You had the three women who are, of course, competing in the main event. Charlotte Flair, the current SmackDown Women's Champion. Ronda Rousey, the current Raw Women's Champion. And Becky Lynch, the People's Champion. And of course, at the top of the show, Stephanie McMahon made that match very interesting by announcing that it would be a winner-take-all situation, meaning the woman who scores the pinfall or submission in that match will walk out as both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion. Now, I'm not exactly sure how I feel about that, because if that means the end of the brand split, then that's a good thing, but that also could mean that a lot of people could be losing their jobs because there's not enough time on the two shows to showcase the talent they have. And if they expand it to both shows using the talent they have right now, that means even more talent is going to get left off and ultimately most likely released. So I'm hoping that something happens where changes, but I don't see how that's possible. We had all three of those women led out in handcuffs after the match for fighting each other and then striking not only WWE security, but also Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police. And so I thought that was an interesting way to go with that. So it'll be interesting to see how that match plays out. Another match that was built up was the Intercontinental Championship match, where it was revealed that the Demon will be making his return. To face Bobby Lashley. Also, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre got a little bit of a build as Drew McIntyre attacked Roman Reigns during an interview. And of course, Kurt Angle's farewell match got a major build as Baron Corbin took on Rey Mysterio, and then after Baron Corbin successfully defeated Rey Mysterio, he was attacked by Kurt Angle, who applied the ankle lock. And it was reported today that John Cena has agreed to a mystery match at WrestleMania. His opponent has not been revealed. I want to say, and I kind of hope, that it will be the returning Bray Wyatt. Because I think John Cena and Bray Wyatt had some damn good matches when they had their feud a couple of years back. So I'm really hoping that it will be Bray Wyatt. Although I could see it being Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn. Could be a returning Luke Harper. Or they could really kick the WWE Universe in the teeth and have it be Hulk Hogan. Which would probably cause me to leave the room, because that's not a match I want to see. That's not a match that should ever happen, when you consider that Hulk Hogan is 65 years old. Has two artificial knees, an artificial hip, and has had major back surgery. Hulk Hogan is in no shape to be in a match at WrestleMania. So I really hope that's not what WWE decides to do. So I'm really intrigued, and I don't think they're going to have John Cena wrestle The Undertaker back-to-back years. They could bring The Rock out of retirement and have them do one more match, because I believe they are even. And that would be a match that I would not mind seeing again. So there's a lot of possibilities, and I've seen some people on Twitter speculate that maybe it's CM Punk. I really, really doubt that it'll be CM Punk. Would I like to see that? Yeah. Do I think that's probably the absolute last person it would possibly be? Absolutely. But like I said, I'm interested in that little bit of information. I'm curious as to who WWE has for John Cena. And honestly, I think I don't know that I think it's going to be Kevin Owens, because I think Kevin Owens might get might get added to the United States Championship match tomorrow night when he hosts the Kevin Owens show with Rey Mysterio and Samoa Joe. So I think that match might become a triple threat. But like I said, I'm really intrigued about the whole John Cena situation. And, you know, I will talk more about SmackDown's build on Wednesday night on my show, right here at 11:30, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And hopefully we will have a clearer picture. I'm pretty sure we still won't know who John Cena is facing, but hopefully we will have a clearer picture of what all is going on at WrestleMania when I'm back here Wednesday night at 11:30. And I do want to say that this is my first show of the 10th year of Matt Chat. And, you know, as I said on the Facebook page for Matt Chat, I was unable to do the show Friday night, which I had fully intended to do, to celebrate the anniversary of Matt Chat. But my mental state at that time was not good, so I was unable to do it. But I'm feeling much better tonight, and hopefully that continues. But I'm about out of time, so be sure to tune in Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and I will give more thoughts on the build to WrestleMania. Have a good night, everybody.